Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this song surprisingly great lyrics.
State Farm, prices made just for you. That's what I said now. Prices that surprise you. Just go ahead now. Keep that money in your pockets. And that's on bread now. Save up, maybe one day buy a rocket. Just get a quote now.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacement. So if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policy, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
What if being in recovery from a mental or substance use disorder was something we proudly showed the world? Millions of people are in recovery, sharing hope and support with family, friends, and community. Join the voices for recovery. For confidential information for mental and substance use disorders, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer
break because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger.
I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Top of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com. In 60 seconds, Matt Spiegel joins me for the entire 11 o'clock hour, and it's going to feature Terry Bores as well, so it's going to be fun.
As a pro, you've got what it takes to do your job, but for some jobs, it's good to know you can rent what it takes from the Home Depot, like pro-grade tools and large equipment, everything from skid steer loaders and concrete saws to paint sprayers. The kind of gear you need when you need it, only when you need it. And when you're done, just bring it back. For the pro-grade tools you need to finish the job, start with a click on homedepot.com/rent. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
In the end, Tony was the choice because it is believed that Tony is the best man to take us in the to win, help us win championships over the next several years.
Interesting. And very telling use of the passive voice there by Rick Hahn, the general manager of the White Sox. It was a very strange day yesterday and kind of a downer for those of us who'd been just so excited about something so wholly good that now is something kind of less than that for reasons that are unclear. And it's exactly what we thought it was. Whatever we eventually thought, and I thought it would never happen. I never thought I would see the day that Jerry Reinsdorf would big time and Bigfoot one of his general managers. He did something he's never done before, but he did it. And that's where we are. And this is Sports Radio 670. I'm Dan Bernstein. Matt Spiegel is with us now. You can see him. There he is. Is that like a galaxy brain thing you got going behind you there?
I'm not quite sure.
I like it.
Well, my Scores Hyundai Studios at home is mobile. I go from room to room based on the best situation for my family. So with that in mind, there is no finely manicured background. I just exist in space.
That's
so
perfect.
Expect at any point Ruben homeschooling in the other room to jetpack into view here in my spatial landscape. That's entirely possible.
Always welcome. He's on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, and you can see what we're talking about on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. I listened to the whole thing. I had you and Danny Parkins on while I was trying to write something and hearing it all yesterday. I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess the White Sox fans in my life and those of us that grew up loving this team, hell, I got to hear my guy Chet Lemon invoked yesterday, that it feels a little bit like something has been taken from us. And I don't know if it's spiteful, I don't know if it's antagonistic, but just a little bit of that entirely fun aspect of it, just it's a little heavier now.
It's just been a long time that you've spent embracing the idea that this is not your father's White Sox team. It's not your grandfather's White Sox team. It's a new time. It's a new image. And there's so many things you wanted them to move on from, and they have. And as recently as, 14 days ago, you and I did a show together, and we talked about Jerry Reinsdorf greenlighting the firing of Don Cooper and the firing of Rick Renteria. And I praised him for everything that has gone on, the Mike Ilitch turn that we thought might come, where you just spend everything you can and just desperately in your 80s try to buy a title. That's not what it's been. It's a guy who has greenlighted a slow, progressive, painstakingly careful and thoughtful 5-year rebuild. And now's the time for it to get pushed over the finish line. And what he does at this moment is remind you that it's his team. It's his passion. It's his toy. And when I say he's reminded you, it's everybody in the organization, too. I heard James Fegan on with you. I know you've been reaching out. I've reached out, too. They've got work to do within their own organization.
A lot of
And it's not because Tony La Russa is not a historically great baseball man. He is. He's the greatest living manager. He and Connie Mack are now going to be the only two Hall of Famer unavailable, or else he would have been on the list. Right. The only two living Hall of Famers to actively manage. I mean, he is historically great, and he very well could be great again immediately, strategically. And I want to talk about that angle of it with you, and that's, of course, a massive angle. But it's the process. It's how they did this. It's how they've kind of always chosen managers. And after 5 years of slowly getting away from a lot of the unseemly, insular, just non-intellectual practices of the past, they now show you that they're still culpable and still able to do this. This is righting an owner's wrong that has tormented him for 34 years. That's what this is about. And that's not what this job, this incredibly enviable job, should be about right now.
And the fact is, it could work.
I think it will short term. I think it absolutely will. Go ahead.
There are all kinds of possibilities. And the fact is, it's just a baseball manager. And we can look at whatever metrics you want about how much does a baseball manager mean, and how many outs do you give away, and what do you choose to do. And it could work. But see, to me, again, it's about that space where we as fans meet the team And it's about the relationship and the connection. I do think on a baseball level, you can get a bunch of guys around Tony La Russa. What? He's going to fill out a lineup card, and he's either going to position his defense a certain way or he's not. And it'll make whatever difference it makes. But what you, it's the soft stuff for me. And generally, I'm not comfortable in those areas, as you know. But it's different being a fan of it and having bought in and knowing a lot of people who've bought in different ways. You know, watching the way that my kid has enjoyed seeing the White Sox express themselves as baseball players, and what's been signed off on as okay and sold to us directly, that it's not the same. You know, even if they were to win, it's not as fun to root for Tony La Russa because he's not really that likable. It's just something fundamentally has shifted that isn't really about the baseball.
That's the essence of it, is that you get so attached. We've been very fortunate over the last decade to watch two different five-year build plans in process. And a commonality, one just absolutely unequivocal commonality, is that you grow to like these people while they're bad. And when they get good, you feel good. If you're truly connected, even if you're not a fan, even if you're just an ardent observer, how do you not feel good for Jose Abreu, Tim Anderson, Lucas Giolito, and these guys who have toiled and sucked and then watched an organization pull itself up to their possible level? Oh, wait, what? They have Edgertronic and Rapsodo now? Okay, yeah, they're in. Roger Bossard, so psyched to see other parts of the organization become state-of-the-art long after he was state-of-the-art as a groundskeeper. He was state-of-the-art before a lot of other facets were. But
yeah,
you know,
the aspects of your team to be state-of-the-art, that was a little down the list.
Well, but they were. They happened upon the right guy, and they had the guy, and he was brilliant. But as everybody has kind of pulled each other forward, here you are, and it's a big smackdown in that regard. And you used the word likable, man. It's been a very likable organization, and that has not always been the case. They've been incredibly likable. And now this guy historically is deeply dislikable. And he's obviously said things and done things over the last few years that have made him even more so. So you've got that challenge, you know. There's a challenge for the marketing arm right now, you know, but there really is. But here's the thing, and I don't know if this was in the as you like to say, the calculus or not, but they don't really have to worry about drawing fans too much. Like next year, as they go about their business of trying to draw fans, it'll probably be in a very limited capacity here in pandemic USA. And, you know, you don't have to worry about that so much. But either way, the marketing arm, they're going to market the players. They have a team. They still have a team that they can sell. It's the same team, and it's an exciting team. But in terms of likability, they've taken a step back. I know you're not comfortable with the soft stuff, usually talking about it, and you know that I am. And so the concern here deeply is the culture that has been built. I talked all year about one day I spent in that clubhouse in March. One day, and it was just so obvious, and they had it all year. From anybody who was around the club, you'd find it. Just the electricity, the togetherness, the exuberance, the, you know, crossing different sides of the aisle, if you will, in terms of that locker room. The players now are going to have to maintain that culture and force Tony La Russa to adjust to it. And are we sure that he's going to have the willingness that he must? He's going to have to be in a position of willingness to adjust, to not be the guy who defines the culture. He defined the culture in Oakland. He defined the culture in St. Louis. That is not your job anymore. And he's not used to that not being his job. You are riding the coattails of this culture because it's established. They've got that part figured out. If he's really going to show up and be a willing coattail rider for the culture and just bring his strategic arm, then this could work very well. But
I didn't hear that yesterday. I didn't hear that.
I sure didn't either.
I heard a guy say that I'll decide if you're sincere in your celebration, and celebrations are only okay if it meets my level of what I deem to be sincere. And your protesting is only okay if it's
right.
if you put in sufficient work, that just doing it isn't enough for me, Tony La Russa, that he is still in charge of defining all those things. And as he said, saying it, I was boiling. I was sitting here saying, who are you? Who are you to say what's real or what's not or what's sincere or what's not? After he deemed Colin Kaepernick insincere and self-promoting and self-serving, if that's the kind of judgment you feel that you're entitled and privileged to exercise, that's not somebody who's here to ride the coattails of a culture. And, you know, and that's only the half of it, because we know now that the dugout and the front office have to be of one mind.
More so than nine years ago.
Because of how these guys are developed. Yes. Because of how it's constructed. Because of how you might have a left-handed reliever who's only there to throw curveballs. And he's only there to do a certain thing because he's been developed and engineered in a certain way. And it all has to work together seamlessly. And when the last time La Russa managed, that dugout belongs to the manager.
Correct.
And I want to know what this relationship is going to be like now. I want to know that a guy Rick Hahn didn't pick is going to be ready to have a well-operated baseball side and a well-integrated baseball side.
It's hard to imagine that working out. And you know, it's just hard to imagine it working out in that way. But Tony's a smart guy. Rick's a smart guy. They'll all be, you know, pulling at the same end of the rope. But if one of them gets pissy, one of them has the owner's ear more than the other. And that's something that's not somewhere that Rick ever, I think, thought he would be. In terms of that role as the coattail rider of the culture, it's one thing to say it. And it, let's grant him, all right, I personally question the sincerity of his cultural shift that he's had since February, just as he would question the sincerity of those who've protested in the past. But let's grant that, because there are a lot of people who have shifted in the wake of George Floyd, in the wake of a big awakening and a realization that they need to open their ears and do more listening than talking. There are a lot of elderly people who have opened their minds. Okay, so let's grant that for Tony La Russa, the way he said it yesterday. Is it possible for a smart, older person to realize, you know what, I think I was a little wrong about this? Okay, so let's grant that for a moment. Are we sure that twice a day when he talks to the media, twice a day when he is given an opportunity to talk about what his players did, what his players said, and maybe it was just words and they haven't acted on it yet, and that doesn't meet Tony's stated level of sincerity, are we so sure that he's not going to have a moment saying, you know what, that's not the way that we do things around here. That's not the way that we do things in terms of how they play or in terms of what they protest. And that's, you know, that's putting yourself first. If he has those feelings, he's got to swallow it every freaking day, not just yesterday as you're putting on the show after long intensive conference calls where you were told you better come off better about these things. This is a marathon sport, and he's gonna have two times a day to answer those freaking questions. And you know there will be a moment when he says, that's not the way we do things, we'll talk about that later. And
sure,
he's gonna have
a moment after the game where we don't throw our bat up in the air after a home run like that. That's not how we do business around here. And there and then it's on, and there we go. But that's only with the public face of it. What I was talking about with James Fegan earlier is just how comfortable is the workplace? Every day. That is a baseball team is a tight family, and even more so with all the COVID restrictions that we have, how close together they can be. And this is a real test of whether or not the players will be comfortable enough. I don't doubt that he'll be able to make out a reasonable lineup. And I don't doubt that he'll understand how to position a defense or bring a reliever in a way that's going to be, look, you know, Ned Yost has won the World Series before. How they feel. Are they comfortable?
Right, right. Well, that's the thing. And it's a huge part of things. And there'll be plenty of time for us to talk about, is he going to be comfortable about the fact that, let's say, Evan Marshall is his number one righty setup man. That might mean the sixth, Tony, and not the eighth, because of where the lineup is. It might mean the fifth. Are you comfortable with that now the White Sox bullpen coaches are armed with that kind of stuff? Evan Marshall told us this year that they look at specific parts of the lineup and which guys will be susceptible to which pitcher, and that's when they use him. Not in the eighth, necessarily, just because that's the time. So will Tony be open to that? I'm excited to talk to Uncle Terry with you. Let me just share this with you. I spoke to two executives of other teams in Major League Baseball this morning, okay? And I asked the following question. How many of the other 29 teams would have asked Tony La Russa to even interview to be their manager? how many of the other 29 would have even asked him to interview? And both of these executives, acting executives for other baseball teams, said zero.
Of course.
Zero. Not one other team in baseball would have even asked Tony La Russa to interview. So, you know, and there's so many members of the Sox organization that feel this way. This is the owner reminding you that it's his team, his passion, his toy, and everybody just has to deal with it. And that's those are the pieces that we'll have to pick up between now and spring training and eventually opening day.
It's the same number of NBA teams that would have made Jim Boylan a head coach in the NBA. And at least, as somebody, I was mentioning this yesterday, I said at least Jim Boylan is still fired. So somehow my cosmic balance of Reinsdorfian teams remains in some sort of stasis. Terry Bors is going to join us next. We're gonna put him back on the beat. Because look, if La Russa's managing again, Terry should be back banging out game stories on that little that Tandy computer thing that he used to use. He's coming up next on The Score.
This holiday season, the Home Depot invites you to cozy up by the fire and do some grilling with top-rated grills from Traeger, Weber, Next Grill, and Masterbuilt. Lined up, shined up, ready for holiday cooking and lots of weekends to come. And don't forget bags of Kingsford charcoal. Oh, and if your sleigh is not big enough, order online and get free delivery. Top-rated grills, Kingsford charcoal, and free delivery with online orders. Holiday shopping improved. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacement. So if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Truck and Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
30.
This is Damon Amendolara with your Radio.com Sports Minute. If we've learned anything from Hollywood, it's that 80s reboots are all the rage. One can only imagine Jerry Reinsdorf seeing the success of the Transformers movie franchise and Cobra Kai streaming numbers, Saved by the Bell and Fuller House's release hype, and figured, we need a slice of this radical awesomeness. How else could you explain hiring Tony La Russa as their manager? He led the team from 79 through 86. And to give you some perspective of how long ago that is in sports, two of his coaching contemporaries in Chicago are now deceased. La Russa is already in Cooperstown. He hasn't managed in nearly a decade, and the White Sox are a young, bold team. This feels like an oil and water fit, or maybe a better metaphor might be a Chris Sale and throwback jerseys fit. This is Damon Amendolara.
Hey, this hour is brought to you by the Exergen Twice Daily Thermometer.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this song surprisingly great lyrics.
Great like that. Just gripping 10 and 2, riding down the block. Drive safe and save, my discount is locked, but my rates like that. They're great like that, drive safe like that. I save like that, my claims like that. Got Jake like that, straight up facts, great rates. Straight up facts, great race.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. Next, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Dan Bernstein Show. Back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I don't think a guy who's earned as many rings elsewhere and had a Hall of Fame career elsewhere necessarily is an insular hire. That was more reference to guys who had been accustomed to doing the things the way we had been doing them for a number of years. So I don't think Tony would fit that description.
Well, first of all, I don't like anybody.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
I'll respectfully disagree, perhaps, with the way Rick framed that. I think there is a deep level of insularity when the owner of the team single-handedly, unilaterally brings back his guy because he wants to. And it's when we say insular, it's his buddy. And it's a buddy hire. What does that music mean? What are we doing? What am I listening to? Well, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score. Dan Bernstein here with Matt Spiegel.
sitting alongside today, and we are welcoming in, because as long as we have septuagenarians in the news, we might as well have another one. And Terry Boers is joining us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Hey, buddy!
Hey, buddy! Yeah, that's right. I might as well be in the news with Tony. I don't think I was in the race for this one, though. Was I considered?
I was thinking that we could put you back on the beat, right? We could put you back, you know, writing game stories on Deadline.
Oh, God. Yeah, Tony and I really, I mean, I didn't cross paths with him that much, but when we did, we really didn't get along. So that's okay. I'm not going to hold that against him, because if you eliminated everybody that I clashed with, then there'd be nobody left. So I'm not going to hold that against him. But it is, it's just as you were just talking about, it's odd. This is just odd. I mean, but then this is coming from a guy who thinks the two best managers in baseball are Kevin Cash and Bob Melvin. How did that work out for me?
Kevin Cash was great up until the one moment when he
wasn't. Up until.
Boy, it's great. It's great to hear your voice, Terry Boers. There's so many ways we can go, but you just brought it to Kevin Cash. Here's the thing about Tony La Russa. I think, in terms of a baseball guy, if we can get past the fact that he's got to be a coattail rider on the culture of his own team, and that's not the norm, that's not something he's ever done.
No.
Just kind of letting the players define the culture is not something that he usually does. But you know what Kevin Cash did is he only listened to the numbers and didn't look at the people, didn't actually watch the game.
Correct.
I think Tony does. Tony's always been into the numbers. He was way ahead in terms of the numbers. There's other numbers he's got to catch up on, but I think he does watch the games, you know? Like, I think, historically, he does strike me as a guy who looks at contact, looks at the way batters are reacting. Like, can we still trust him to be a good baseball guy in that sense? Because he always was. I've got to give him that. He always was.
He was, and I don't take that away from him, but I think it's, you know, there are so many guys, and Paul Sullivan's been writing about this, and a lot of it I agree with, just talking about watching baseball, absorbing the new baseball and the new baseball managers and how you think and how you're supposed to think and all the other stuff. I mean, there's still room. And I think Tony La Russa does qualify in this one. I'm not sure about 76, but he qualifies in this one. Speaks that he does by his gut sometimes. He's not looking at a number. He's not looking at a book. He's not thinking about, oh, I got to do it. I mean, he will manage by gut feeling. I'm pretty sure of that, which is refreshing to me. Because at some point you have to stop this and watch the game. Mm-hmm. Just watch the damn game. I mean, the Dodgers were over to a party when he left. Yaha time. I mean, does that give you any hint?
Right.
What kind of crap we can hit now?
But when you talk about the gut, though, and this is where I think it's really important to understand the modern relationship and the importance of the player-manager relationship. Because so much of that gut isn't randomness. That gut isn't, this is just my whim in the moment. That gut is something that I know this guy well enough that I know that expression on his face. I know my player well enough that I know that he's not himself today, that there's something going on I may want to talk to him about. And my biggest concern is his ability and I don't want to invoke his age, because it's not about that. It's about his distance from the game over time. And it's about the way the game has changed and the way the player mentality may have changed. That can his gut be trusted when it's going to be a difficult bridge to build for all of these players now, for so many, for the pitchers, for the hitters, to have that kind of unique relationship that gives him the insight in critical moments?
That's the number one question to me. You just hit it. I'm not worried about his age. You're about to elect a guy 78 years old as president. I'm not worried about a 76-year-old baseball manager. So I'm not worried about that, but you've hit it exactly. I mean, I just haven't been around him. I don't hear him speak anymore. I don't know if he's still got all that in him. I think he still does. But does that mean I love the hire? Does that mean if I were in Jerry Reinsdorf's position, that's the guy I would look at? Well, I suppose so, because they love each other. But other than that, no, probably not. But you asked the right question. That's exactly the question we're going to see. We're going to find out if that's true or false. And plus, he's going to find a whole new clubhouse world in what he left.
Yep.
It's a whole different ballgame. Thank you very much. I mean, it is different in so many ways, but the players are too. I mean, I find this White Sox team enormously entertaining. Just a lot of fun. Just a lot of fun. And that's coming from me, Mr. Don't Do That and Don't Do This. I'm one of those On Your Lawn guys, remember? So I mean, there's a lot of things he's going to have to adjust to. He's going to have to understand. He's going to have to get to know these guys. And, I mean, I think there's a way to do it, but does that mean I'm certain of it? No. Yeah, I'm not certain.
I think this is the right conversation, guys, because, you know, he's going to have to be a coattail rider on the culture. And if that's the case, then you're not going to have those kind of relationships. So if you don't have those kind of relationships, then you're going to have to trust them. And that means humility. So at 76, when you're a made guy and a Hall of Famer, and you've been able to do whatever the hell you want at the last 7 professional stops of your life or so, do you have the humility and the patience to just kind of sit back and be a part of it in a different way? And I don't think any of us can predict whether that's going to be the case or not. Terry, this
is as important as it is. We can't. There's no way we can know. There's no way we can know.
Terry, historically, this is how the White Sox have chosen managers, though, isn't it? I mean, they beg Robin Ventura to come off raking an outfield somewhere. Ricky Renteria is the bench coach after they keep Robin Ventura too long. Ozzie interviewed and apparently was very hungover, as the legend goes, after the Florida Marlins had won the night before. They're like, well, we still like him, and he's one of ours too. So it's like, this is what they do, Terry. This is kind of always what they've done, isn't it, when it comes to managers? Usually is like, who's around the room? Does Tomey want the job? No. Okay, who else? I know the answer. This is what they do. It's what they've always done.
You know, of all the baseball over the years, and I've watched a little bit of baseball over the years, I gotta be honest with you guys, the most irritating game I have ever seen in my life, the most irritating managing job, and there's been a lot of them. Hell, I mean, I can go all the way back to Ralph Houk, God bless him, the major. But I mean, when you look at Renteria's last game as White Sox manager, I wanted to throw myself off a building.
It was bad.
Oh my God. Oh, stop. Stop walking. Stop thinking. Stop talking. Just stop. I mean, and that, you knew then, is over. You have to make this next step. This team is too good to be messing around with, and we know how things go. Nothing lasts forever in baseball. Nothing lasts forever anywhere. So you knew then it was over, and I never even thought about right away the Tony La Russa connection. I don't know if you guys talked about it or thought about it right away that, oh, yeah. Because in the immediacy of it, I thought, well, I'll think about some guys I like. I mean, but Tony La Russa was not one name that came to mind, but of course, once he said, of course it is, but there had to be a change made. I know there's been a lot of argument about this, that, and the other, but no more. Please, spare me. I guess what I'm saying is, can it be any worse? can he do anything dumber than that? Is it possible?
No, the tactical stuff, I think, comes out in the wash. I think unless you're talking about one of those moments in a critical playoff game and we look at how magnified that is, and even, you know, Joe Maddon's teams can play over some of that stuff too. I think on balance, the strategic tactical stuff, at least over the 162, comes out in the wash. I'm concerned about the workplace. I'm concerned about how comfortable this team is and whether or not that electricity that Spiegs described, that same ebullient positive energy, the wave that was carrying this young team, I hope that somehow is still allowed to be there and fostered and appreciated in a way that I wanted it to be when I knew they were going to make a hire.
Not the I'll do it my way thing, in other words.
No, or walking around with a fungo bat threatening to hit reporters for asking about steroids or having problems calling the right relief. I mean, remember the last time we left Tony La Russa, he was going, bringing out a pitcher who wasn't warming up, because, and then he couldn't explain who was communicating with whom. I mean, remember, this did not end well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you could go even more recent than that. Do you guys remember who he hired as head of analytics in Arizona when he was the head of the front office there? He hired Dave Stewart to be a GM, and they became the laughingstock in the league really quickly.
God, yeah.
But his head of analytics was the guy who, in Tony's words, he says, taught me all about the numbers way back then anyway, was a guy named Ed Lewis. A former veterinarian, a 66-year-old former veterinarian, was the guy who Tony hired as the head of analytics for the Arizona Diamondbacks, because that's the guy who taught Tony about the numbers back in the day. Anyway.
Better off with Al Lewis.
Yeah, those are the things. All the little things that we probably won't see a lot of. You won't really get an insight for a while. But, yeah, I agree with it. I don't want any of it to change this team. I don't want anything to change the way this team plays. I don't want anything to change their attitude and everything about them. And I'm hoping that's not what he does. I'm hoping that he's smarter than that still. There's something still a flicker up there that says, no, I can't have it exactly my way. This is not the old Cardinals or whatever. I don't want that, and no White Sox fan should want that. But I'm fingers crossed that that's not the way he's thinking and that's not what he's going to do, because this team is a starting pitcher, and one more would certainly be nice. One real good one would certainly be nice, and a couple other little fixes. But man, you look around baseball, and there's some terrific young teams. These analytics things, by the way, guys, seem to work, huh? I mean, you don't miss it on as many picks as you. You look around and you watch those playoff games, and how many great young players there are.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap! So I mean, it's you better take advantage of it while you got it. That's all I got to say, because this was a really long dry spell, and at the end of the dry spell of just being god awful. I don't want to start changing something that's so positive. That's it. If he does that, he's done with me right away. I mean, I'm done. I'm finished with him. And I'm hoping that's not what he decided to do. But remember, he's also the guy that Black Jack McDowell said was cheating. So if your choices came down to two guys who were cheating, or is everybody, A.J. Hinch and Alex Cora, well, they were cheating. Okay, well, so is Tony, according to Jack McDowell. And yep. Jack McDowell have any reason to lie?
Well, there were all kinds of stories, even involving the broadcast booth and a little yep. electronic box that may have been underneath yep. the desk of the broadcast booth that may or may not have been able to flash a light that was unceremoniously...
Yes, the Gatorade sign?
Yep, and ripped out of there. You know, there were all kinds of stories about people being on the very cutting edge of some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're Mr. White Sox, and you've got a better grasp of it than I do, but I think there's a, you know, I don't want, you're not calling him in for a culture change, you're not calling him in for a carnival, you're calling him in to manage a terrific young team, and I just hope he's smart enough to figure this out and not do anything really rash or try to be Tony La Russa all over. Let these kids play, let them have fun, let them be who they are, and then if there's something you've got to get, do this, do that, sure, okay, but nothing silly. Nothing, no rules, anything, because there's going to be some distrust of him anyway.
From your mouth to
there's going to be some distrust.
The ears of the baseball gods. Terry Bors, love you, buddy. Continued good health. Thanks, man.
Love you guys. Love you, too. And both of you guys, be well, okay?
You sound great, Terry. Soon. Nice to talk to you.
Love you guys.
That is Terry Bors.
Look.
All-time great.
I am not above seeing the irony in you and me embracing our radio past with Terry Bors, the man I used to produce, then the man you used to work with for all these years, as we are lampooning the White Sox for embracing their past.
Sure, let's own it, right? I think we absolutely have to own it.
We're not putting Terry in charge of the afternoon show. We're letting
Correct.
Him swing by, have a beverage and
special
a
advisor.
Yes.
Yep. Special advisor to the president is that particular equivalent capacity. And what I think you and I should do once we get finish up today is we need to go avail ourselves of John Lester's free Miller Lite. Because I don't know if you saw what he's doing, but John Lester tweeted out that to thank the fans, you can make a reservation at Hopsmith Chicago, Lodge Tavern, Butch McGuire's, or Shenanigans, and the first Miller Lite is on John Lester. He said, put it on hashtag John's Tab. So he's given us
Amazing.
All this wonderful way to start our weekend. When we come back real quick, I just want, before we bring in Lawrence Holmes, I want to play something he said yesterday that was really spot on and really honest. I want you to hear it next on The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period.
What the White Sox did was historically outrageous.
I'm gobsmacked, David. I mean, he is 76 years old. A multi-year contract is what they said. What is multi-year? 2 years? Is it three? Listen, I know I'm 82, but I really feel like I got a little zing in my step.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This segment's brought to you by Burlington Stores. Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deals.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacement. So if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policy, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
7.
If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local mortgage professionals. Today, meet Gina, global hotel chain executive whose kitchen was outdated when she moved into her home 20 years ago. Called to do a cash out refinance to renovate her kitchen and build an emergency fund. And Team Hochberg helped Gina secure a cash out refinance to access $70,000 of her home's equity and gave her a full closing cost credit. Thankfully, Gina's job is safe for now, and she's in the process of redesigning and renovating her kitchen while putting $20,000 into an emergency fund. If you'd like to see if Team Hochberg could restructure your mortgage to help you gain access to your home's equity to remodel and build an emergency fund like they helped Gina, or lower your monthly payments to ease the economic challenges caused by coronavirus, call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
The 2020 presidential race is upon us. The stakes couldn't be higher, and the outcome might not be clear till long after everyone has voted. Many are predicting a repeat, or worse, of the 2000 election. That year, the presidency came down to a polarizing recount in Florida that ended at the U.S. Supreme Court.
We were faced with an attempted soft coup.
Listen to Fiasco, a Luminary original from the team that brought you Slow Burn. Available now for free on Radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this song surprisingly great lyrics.
Here we go. It's so cheap.
State Farm is there.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Sports Radio 670 The Score. Dan Bernstein here with Matt Spiegel. And a lot of people checking out the Twitch stream right now. Welcome to it. Welcome to the conversation and to the video that Brian Gerch is directing. Thanks
Hello.
For being a part of it.
Hey,
twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. We're going to talk to Lawrence in just a couple of minutes. But before we do, I want to make sure that you heard what he said yesterday. And it came from a very real place. And it's him talking about his disappointment and his dissatisfaction with the process of how this went down.
And the fact that they didn't even interview AJ Hinch, fam. That reeks of an interview process that was completely rigged. It reeks of all of the things that when you talk to minority candidates in baseball or in football, when it comes to hiring, these are the types of hires that they hate. You want to give Steve Nash an opportunity to run a team? I think most people can wrap their head around that. You want to go back and hire Tony La Russa to manage the team? It's honestly heartbreaking. The new place where I live, like, I have a view of the ballpark, and it was one of the selling points, was that I would be even closer to my baseball team. And while in proximity, I've never been closer to my baseball team. I've never felt farther away from them than I do in this moment. It sucks.
That's Lawrence Holmes yesterday. We're going to talk to him, do some transition with him, because he's got you for the next 2 hours. Matt Spiegel and Lawrence and me next on The Score.
Bears Friday on The Score is presented by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's leading waste solutions provider.
Touchdown! I know the end zone!
LRSRecycles.com.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. I've been telling you about my new favorite NFL bet this season. I've been playing and loving same-game parlays on FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook. They're pretty simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. What's cool, too, is FanDuel will refund the first same-game parlay you lose on any NFL game each week up to $10. That means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every NFL week, all season long. That refund is clutch because I'm not very good at this. Last night, I had Atlanta +2. I had the over 51.5, and I had Julio Jones scoring a touchdown. I went 1-for-3 on a parlay, but guess what? That $10 goes right back in my account so I can make another bet on Sunday. And if you like those picks, go ahead and bet them. You'll get $10 back if we don't win. Now, there is one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has same-game parlay bets. And you may have heard that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person, but for a limited time, that requirement's been waived. So act fast and sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. So if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code J, that's J-A-Y, when you sign up so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, promo code J. 21 plus and present in Illinois and Indiana. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund is $10. Terms apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the Farmers Signal app, and that could get you up to 15% off your auto policy. That's just for using the app and driving like the normal speed limit, hearing full stop, making lane change, signaling human being you are. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state and discount varies. Only available with select Farmers branded policies. Subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Drug and Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
As a professional painter, you know your customers want a flat finish, but don't want to pay the price of fighting dirt, grime, and scuffs. Use new Behr Ultra Scuff Defense from the Home Depot for a beautiful flat finish, plus stain and scuff defense. And that price starts at just $29.60 a gallon, and that's before the Pro Extra discount. A flat paint that's too tough to scuff. Behr Ultra Scuff Defense, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Available online and in select stores.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacements. So if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policy, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council. If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Inspired by State Farm's surprisingly great rates.
It's so cheap, yeah, got a great rate on the down low, cause Jake isn't your average Joe.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The
Score! As for the opportunity to talk to others, we did have some opportunity to talk to others in other organizations. As I said early on, the process altered a little bit when Tony became the focus, simply because out of fairness, we didn't want to mislead any other potential candidates and string them along when in the end this was going to be the direction. I will say as we embark on filling out this coaching staff, we have more opportunity to continue to hear from other guys who've had success with other organizations and how they potentially can complement some of the things we're doing. So from that, that element of the search is far from over.
That was Rick Hahn yesterday. We should mention that AJ Hinch indeed looks like it's being finalized for him to take over the Detroit Tigers. Lots of thank yous today. Speaks, thanks for sitting in. It is much appreciated. Thanks to Anthony Heron and James Fegan for joining us. Brian Gerch handling a very busy Twitch stream today and a very busy Twitch chat. Jay Zawoski, our executive producer. Adam Studzinski had the board today in lieu of Ray Diaz. And now it's time to talk to Lawrence Holmes. Hi, Lawrence.
Hey, Dan and Neil deGrasse Spiegel, my man.
That's right. That was really, it was eloquent stuff yesterday, Lawrence, that we just played, of you just talking from the heart as a fan about what this feels like. And we can break it down and analyze everything and talk about the sources we're talking to. But anecdotally, you know, I come at this as a lifelong fan, too, and my friends, and we still text during games, you know, my childhood friends. And the sense is that something was taken from us, and we're not sure why.
That is, I think that's an accurate kind of depiction of how I felt, too, Dan, that something had been, and the thing is that the thing that was there was great and was growing. And it felt as if it wasn't just people who had been fans of the White Sox for a long time. I think that there were other people that were jumping in on this too, of for the first time in a really long time, and maybe